JBM. Blah, 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 blah. Welcome back to the JBM for another episode, yo. This time we want to talk a little bit about leading your life and getting more out of life. So positive mindset is all what we are on today. How can you get more out of your life? Okay, how about let's go down the list. For a lot of people, they feel like they can't seem to get their lives moving in the right direction, right? I felt that way at some point in my life, and I know a lot of folks still up to this day, even though you're doing good things, you still feel like you can't get the most out of your life. You can't move your life in the right direction. You know, if you don't embrace the attitudes, you can't get the most of the life. The positive attitude, you can't get the most of the life. So just want to run down a few things that could pretty much make it a lot easier or make you aware of how to get more out of life. The first thing I want to talk about is respect yourself. A lot of folks I see all the time going to the gym, trying to motivate themselves, doing this, doing that. But if you don't respect yourself, you know, if you respect everybody else except for yourself, without self-respect, you will not have the confidence you need to participate in the world and to fulfill your dreams. Think about that. The biggest thing is to respect yourself. You got to make sure that you put yourself first. You know, being unable to respect yourself is a sign that you'll need to do some inner healing. Sometimes you may need to just take a step back and be like, hey man, you know, look at yourself, give yourself the most respect. You know, you're carrying yourself by your mind. You're walking around in it. So please respect yourself. Once you have, life can be wonderful again. So just remember, always respect yourself first and foremost. Second thing I want to talk about is to get emotional support. Okay, I'm this guy and I don't know if I'm average or non-average, but I would say, yo, I have a lot of frigging like self-esteem or something. Like, I feel like I could never get emotional support because it makes me a bitch, right? Well, I don't know. If a lot of people feel like that, then I just have to say, yo, it's okay, you know, to get emotional support, especially from your close relationships or maybe your close friends. The energy that you get from these people who care about you is a gift. So don't feel like how I used to feel, like I can't get emotional support, you know. A lot of times it will take you from point A to point B. You just need a little push, a little, you know, support, a little energy to get you where you need, you know. When you feel the need, reach out to someone who cares or who knows you and knows what you're trying to accomplish. So that's the second thing I want to talk about. Third, well, employ positive thinking. I can't beat this up. Yo, this should have been number one for me, honestly, yo. I tell people all the time, yo, please just think positive, yo. You wake up, the house is burning down, yo. Just think about, okay, get your shit and start thinking positive. Okay, what happened? Positive from that. Well, I'm not dead yet, right? Yo, think positive, yo. If you go to job thinking negatively for the first day, yo, you're probably gonna have a shitty ass day. If you go in thinking positive, like, all right, this shit's hard, I never really been trained for this, I lied on my resume 500 times, now these guys are asking me what the hell ABC plus one equals. Think positive, yo. It's okay. You know, it makes it a lot better, yo. Keeping your thoughts moving in a positive direction does not only make you feel good in the moment, or maybe it will help with your anxiety and your depression. It also gives you one thing that you'll need to keep your lives moving forward, yo, and it's hope. Think positive. Can't say it enough. You know, the next thing I want to talk about to help your lives, you know, in 2019 could be show self-awareness. You know, what does that mean? You know, knowing who you are and your purpose on this damn planet, that's what self-awareness is. Look around, say, yo, why am I here, yo? Why did my mom and dad have sex and now I'm here? What am I gonna do? Am I just working just 9 to 5 without any purpose? You know, you gotta understand, you gotta look around and be self-aware of why you're here and what you're trying to accomplish. And that would give you a lot of key to happiness. You know, if you don't know what you do, what you want to do with your life at the moment, just begin looking around. You know, just start looking around, create a list of things that you might want to do, or what you have done to make you happy before. Just kind of self-aware yourself. You know, like right now I'm working on that. I kind of know the direction of like my career and so forth, like what I want to do to some degree. Every so often I've looked at different careers just because of pay, or maybe I'm thinking, okay, maybe this would be a good move, or I may have an interest. But at least I'm kind of looking around to see what my purpose is in life. You know, be self-aware, like, hey, you know, everybody has different, you know, self-awareness. So just kind of focus on knowing what your purpose is on the planet is one key to success and happiness. Next thing I want to talk about is display kindness. I can't say this enough. Display kindness, yo. It's not hard to display kindness. I was talking to my boy yesterday about being kind to people and how easy it is for people to take advantage of you. So what that does in turn is make you cautious about being kind to people, because you're easily used in some sense, because they know that you're always kind, so they could always use you and they never really appreciate you. So what it does is tarnish somebody who is genuinely kind, because now everybody's walking around with a guard like, yo, last time I was kind to this motherfucker or that motherfucker, last time I did this, I'm not going to do this anymore, because, you know, they take advantage of you. People are mean, you know, I get it, you know, but don't stop being kind, yo. You know what I mean? Good is always outweigh the bad, yo. Some people believe that being kind is a weakness. I thought so at one point. And nothing could be further from the truth. You know, kindness can make a difference between success and failure any day of the week. You know, it can help your life and relationships. Oh, God, the relationships part. Especially if you have just be kind to everybody, you know. And it can make it also meaningful. So kindness is a very powerful tool, yo. So just please try to apply that in 2019 moving forward. Everybody who has their goals, just be kind. Just go to work. Just make coffee some, like, the meanest person in the whole place that you just despise, just always sour. Just one day, just walk up to that person and be like, yo, here you go, man. I just got this for you. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. No. Take it. And then in your mind, you think, oh, man, you're so mean. I'm just going to be kind. Just kill him with kindness, you know, and watch. Within a day or two, yo, that person's going to appreciate you, and you're just going to spread the love, you know? So always be kind. Next thing, big thing I want to talk about, you know, to help lead your lives in 2019 is seize opportunities. Seize it, yo. Like how the cartel ship drugs over here, and we bust the blood cleat under the tunnel and be like, damn. Or they try to cross the border with some marijuana or some cocaine in the interior parts of the car or in the engine bay, and we seize it. Yeah, seize the opportunity just like that, yo. If you see an opportunity, any opportunity, yo, that makes you more successful or can make you happy, seize it. You know what I mean? Don't let it go. You know, wonderful things pass our way every day. And unfortunately, yo, if we don't seize it, you know, we may never get that opportunity again. You know, even though these things may be desirable, some people find it hard to sum up the energy within themselves to go after the things that they really want, those opportunities. Reach into your heart and find the strength. You know, don't let nothing stop you from seizing the opportunities in life, or that life provides. So we're going to move on. Next thing I want you guys to do, or our listeners to do, oh, thank you for listening, by the way, is trust your intuition. A lot of people are big in this. For a lot of people, this is their gut feeling. This is something that they always rely on. I could say my gut feeling's been all over the place. Sometimes I feel like jumping, and next time I feel like, ah, damn, you know? So always think about your intuition, trust your intuition. A lot of times it means good to us. It's our inner spirit talking to us, you know what I mean? When you get that gut feeling, listen to it, you know? if what you want isn't going to hurt you or anyone else, and the gut feeling say, yo, you know, the outcome could be positive one, yo. Think about that, you know. So I would say go for it, you know. Trust your intuitions, yo, especially if you have goals and it says, yo, we may need to buy one of this to create this. We need to start investing in this. You know, do your research. If your intuitions keep telling you, yo, just go ahead. You know, it might inspire you. You know, we all need help to achieve our goals, and intuition is our own self telling us, go ahead. So think about that. The next thing I want to say is, don't hide. What does that mean? It says, you know, if you want to make a difference on the planet or just make a difference in yourself, yo, just don't hide. You know, you have to get out there. You have to see people. You have to talk to people that you don't like. You know, you have to have conversations that makes you uncomfortable and keep your composure. You know, some people, you know, they hide from anything that makes them uncomfortable. You know, they hide and they're like, man, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? But they're never, ever going to break through and pass that barrier because they're always hiding. They're hiding from everything. They're hiding for anything that makes them uncomfortable, you know? But my grandma always say this, and I know a lot of people hear this in different versions, but if you keep doing the same thing, you'll never get the same results. And hiding all the time from everything that you fear or from anything that makes you kind of worry that you really want to do, it's never going to help, you know? So think about that, yo. Just don't hide, you know? Some people will help and others will help you not hide, actually, and depending on what you're doing, you know? But a lot of times, yo, changes come when you just face everything brand new, you know? You know, nothing will change for the better if you don't try to step out your comfort zone and put yourself first and foremost and in the view of others to see your potential. So don't hide. You know, these tips have helped thousands of people live their lives fuller lives, you know. And a lot of people, for these tips may help you discover different parts of yourself that you never know you had, you know. So happiness doesn't come from moving forward, you know, or happiness is something that you have to just apply, you know. You gotta use every tool that you have, your intuitions and all the points that I just made in this list. Happiness, you know, as I said, happiness doesn't come from moving forward, but that's something that you got to think about, you know. Moving forward, meaning if you have a goal and you reach the goal, that's moving forward, but it doesn't really necessarily mean that you're happy. So give these lists a try. Give these pointers that I just listed a try. Let me know what you think. Thanks for everybody who listened. We're almost at 400 followers. I can't love you guys enough. We out. J.B.M. You should have never doubted me. I'ma work to my last breath. I'ma hustle to my last breath. Yeah, yeah.